10 seconds in the freezer.
Because I get hot water. So
yes, ma'am.
That is some good stuff there. Some good stuff you got pouring over there.
I feel like I have a lisp if my aligner's in
sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a lisp my whole life, so welcome, welcome to the club. I do have a lisp, actually.
All right, Squish, we got to put you up.
Squishy boy. Squishy boy, Dobby boy. We got a little
maybe
panda.
Maybe get him a treat.
Why? He's chill. Look at him. He's just getting ready to chill on the panda.
Okay, so.
We've already started.
It's already videoing.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's been videoing.
Did you plan that out?
No, I didn't, but I said we might as well just, get this going. So welcome to the Sport Her podcast. This is episode one, and welcome to our home. I've got Dee, Lexi, aka Lex, and Dobby.
And our little squishy over here.
Yeah, this is a welcome to our home. So the reason we started this podcast or wanted to start this podcast, and I'll kind of go first. One, you can see we have a big Duke-UNC rivalry in this house. Me being the Duke fan, been a fan since I was a little kid. I picture myself going there as a female, even though they didn't really have a good female program at the time. But now they do with Kara Lawson. So super excited to kind of talk about that history and talk about also, obviously, men's Duke. But yeah, no, the reason we started this podcast was because I usually, go to bars, or we go to bars together. Mm-hmm. And we always have these men who try to mansplain or give us false facts about sports. And we realize a lot of the time they'll come up to us and say, hey, he played for this, or that's the rule. And we're just like, no, actually. So part of it. The other part of it is we wanted to just kind of share our life and love for sports. You can give your little intro, my love.
You took it all, but
it was just the intro.
No, but it started, for me when I met Dee. My brother was a huge UNC fan, so kind of followed along, but wasn't a huge follower until I met Dee, and she was a diehard Duke fan. But I couldn't go against my team, so that's kind of how our relationship started. That's how we started talking before we even started dating, was pretty much talking shit to each other about UNC versus Duke. And it just started the journey. I got more into it. Now she can't look at me and say, who are the 5 starters on UNC? Because that's what she used to do to me, because I didn't know.
One of the first things
I
asked.
Knew one starter on the team. I was like, God damn it.
It's like, if you're a UNC fan, name 5 players.
Name 5 players. Now I could probably name the bench as well as the players, which I'm proud of. And so I've gotten more into it. I've always been into sports and things like that. So yeah, it was just a great opportunity for us to do this together and show the world how we feel and our life in the house with sports.
Yeah, one of the first things I asked Lexi was to come over to my house for a date to watch the Duke game, not knowing she was a UNC fan. And I found out real quick that was not going to fly. I got memes of Grayson Allen crying.
Tripper.
And well, that too. But but it's been a loving basketball story. Mm-hmm. Watching sports. We both grew up as athletes and played as well.
Yeah.
During, our younger years, high school mostly. So.
Yep, Dee is from Denver, Colorado, and I'm from Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
And we are in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yep, we are Colorado girls.
Through and through, both.
But
of
we
us.
Love North Carolina teams.
Yeah, I know. Again, this happened as young children, but we're not bandwagon. Like, I can say for a fact, I am not a bandwagon fan.
No.
But I was lucky enough to choose a team that won a lot.
Yeah.
So made it easy to fall in love with the team. And then, of course, you have the GOAT coach of all time on the men's side. But, today we're doing the podcast because we're going to talk about the women's Final Four. So this is going to be a podcast, both men's and women's sports. We're going to talk a little bit about our lives, as you can tell. Sip a little drinky drink as well as we go through. But this is, you know, step one is a Final Four for the women's game. So excited to see South Carolina, NC State, and also, of course, the anticipated UConn, Iowa, Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark matchup. So we'll be talking a little bit about that today as well as we watch the game. So you'll hear some commentary throughout. Feel like a Sue Bird and Diana DeRozan,
yeah, sort of thing. Yeah, but,
you know, we'll adapt this as we go. This is episode one, so welcome.
Yes, welcome, and this is Game Changers.
I thought it was Sport Her. We're still working on the name. I called it Sport Her in the beginning, but you know, maybe it's a little bit of both. We don't know, but
we're both.
We're just at either one.
We're changing the game, and we're sporting.
We're two women speaking sports. Yeah. A married couple, by the way. Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yeah.
Talking about sports. So hope you enjoy.
Welcome.
Welcome.